It was silent and still, one small heart failed to fade from me.
You're locked into the sound of the nation's underground.
Divine, a new entry this week from the self-titled debut album by Montreal's Gladhanding. They say they offer disaggregated ringdings and clang blasts to the listeners. It is currently their most streamed song and underscores the album's engaging and emotionally resonant songwriting. Before that was Having Fun from the same album, contributing to its alt-indie palette. It was charted this week by CFRU in Montreal.
Number 5. New entry.
Jet lag, jet set,
Coast to coast, counting down tracks from the top 10 hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
The title track from Montreal's electropop project Superplug. His new entry this week, Grosse Maison. It continues his signature bright French influence electronic style. And before that, from the same album, it was Jet Ski via Lisbon Lux Records, heard this week by CFBX in Kamloops.
Number 4. Canada's hottest electronic albums, the nation's most essential countdown. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
We'll be right back. Nuise di shokak fitak si si shu Abut nek kal nisa no kacip pura Sokin na risu sommu kipir tutu Mana cikip pura
Number 3.
was Till Suak from last week's number 2 album, Scylla Is Boss, by Inuit throat singing duo Scylla via Quamonic Records. The song weaves traditional Inuit throat singing with contemporary production. It draws its inspiration from the legend of Tunic Tillisuak and his Inuk bride, capturing a powerful narrative of escape across the tundra. Charted this week by CFRU in Guelph, CFUV in Victoria, and CJSW in Calgary. Before that was Tarsi Teluga, a deeply immersive piece by Bicep featuring Tarok, taken from a new entry this week, the Takakuak original soundtrack on Ninja Tune. The track emerges from a multidisciplinary project blending sound, cinema, and Inuit Arctic storytelling. Premiered as part of an installation in London's Outernet, it was developed in collaboration with visual artist Zach Norman and filmmaker Charlie Miller under the Earth Sonic program supporting Indigenous voices. Charted this week by CFRU in Guelph, CJLO in Montreal, and CJUM in Winnipeg.
Number 2. Electronic Top 10 tracks from the nation's hottest electronic albums.
That was Nitsan and Amina from last week's number 3 album by Sophia Cortesis from her album Volver via Ninja Tunes. It's a deep house track that unfolds with layered loops, congas, shuffling percussion, and rich emotive melody. It's heard this week by CIVL in Abbotsford, CJLO in Montreal, CJSW in Calgary, and CJUM in Winnipeg. Up next from last week's number one album, The Star of the Queen of Life, is 117 by Debbie Friday. It's an anthemic song with a bit of an edge via Sub Pop and Royal Mountain Records. It was written during her European tour. Its hypnotic and catchy vocals have a playful nod to ancient Greece and nude selfies. Charted by 13 stations this week, including CKAU in Edmonton, CJRU in Toronto, CJYZ in Laval, and CJRW in London.
Number one. You're listening to the nation's countdown of tracks from the hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
One at a time, thought I'd be fine, thought I'd want more, but this feels too fine. Nothing but air, looking for truth, perfect in you, I swear it's a
back of my right knee, tuck it down just like a dolphin. listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.